22. Philip said,
I had no idea you were the kid's godmother.
I know, Britt the elder said, nodding a silent thank you to the servant as he finished pouring glasses of bright red, ice-cold high C for both Britt's and all of their guests. That was at Britt the younger's request. She'd prefer that you know as little as possible about our business. She still feels rather raw about your falling out. Maddie pointed at both Brits, waving her finger back and forth.
Which of you is Britt the younger?
Philip said,
Neither of them.
The Brit in the dress said,
They call me Britt the elder.
The Brit in the black suit said,
And when I come back here, which isn't very often, they call me Britt the much elder.
Brewster muttered,
I can see why you don't come here very often then.
I know, right? Thank you.
Britt the elder said,
Neither of us is Britt the younger, but we both were her a long time ago. A long, long time ago, Britt the much elder added.
Brewster looked at Philip.
And you dated all three of them?
No, I did not.
Britt the elder said,
He'll tell you that he only dated Britt the younger.
Britt the much elder said,
Who we were.
They did more than date. He lived with her.
Lived with us. We were quite happy for a while, but then he cheated on us.
Philip glared at Britt the much elder.
I did not.
Of course. Correction. He cheated on her. It depends on one's point of view. Technically, one could say he didn't cheat on either of the two of us because we'd both dumped him long before he cheated. Philip said,
Look. We didn't come here to talk about my past love life,
Gilbert said.
Maybe you didn't.
Britt the much elder said,
No, he's right. We have more pressing issues to discuss. But don't worry, I'll tell you all about his past love life later.
Is that a promise?
Sid asked.
No, it's a memory.
Philip gritted his teeth.
Two idiots have attacked several friends of ours, including Martin and Gwen. I'm here with Martin and Gwen's children, your godchildren, looking for help. Can you please stop tormenting me and get down to business?
Of course, Britt the elder said. You were about to tell us about how the Magnuses have the asinine idea that one of them, nobody's sure which, should be the chairman instead of you. They tried to eliminate you as competition, but you managed to get away from them. In your efforts to flee, you accidentally led both Magnuses to Martin and Gwen's house, where they hit Martin and Gwen with a fast time spell, making it appear, from our point of view, that they are frozen. The kids found their parents in that condition and did a fine job of following the leads they had, finding help from Gilbert and Sid, and eventually tracking you down and helping you lose the Magnuses, who had been chasing you across time and space.
Yes, Philip grumbled. I was about to tell you all of that.
And you're still free to, if you wish, Britt the elder said. Wait a second,
Maddie said.
You two knew about all this? You knew it was going to happen, and you didn't do anything to stop it?
Britt the elder said, I wouldn't put it that way, Maddie.
But it's true,
Philip muttered.
Britt the much elder said, We didn't know it was going to happen. We knew it had happened. There's a big difference. And as for stopping it, it's ancient history for us. You might as well ask us why we didn't stop the Kennedy assassination.
Brewster asked.
Why didn't you stop the Kennedy assassination?
Britt the much elder said.
See, it's an equally valid question.
Brewster said,
You're both time travelers. You both knew this was all going to happen, or had happened, or was happening, and you didn't do anything to stop it.
Britt the elder said,
Brewster, dear, I don't blame you for being confused and upset.
Philip said,
She gets that a lot.
Britt the elder continued.
Everything you just said is technically factual, but you have it all wrong. First of all, we aren't both time travelers who knew this was all happening and did nothing to prevent it. As confusing as it seems, Britt the Much Elder and I are the same person. We aren't two people who did nothing to prevent all this drama. We're one person who did nothing to prevent it twice.
Britt the Much Elder said,
and we would have loved to prevent all of this from happening, as you said, but we couldn't.
Why not?
Because we hadn't been told about it yet, Britt the Elder said. Brewster pointed at Britt the Much Elder and stammered,
But you... wait, you already knew!
Yes, dear, I already knew, but I hadn't been told. We both knew before this moment that these things had happened, and were going to happen. But from your point of view, we haven't been involved until now, so we really couldn't do anything. Besides, we knew you'd successfully make it to this point without our help. You already had, so we knew you would. Maddie turned to Philip. And they dumped you? Not the other way around?
Philip reached over and squeezed Maddie's hand.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Britt the Much Elder said,
And we haven't exactly done nothing. We weren't able to do anything you'd be aware of, but we've both played our part.
What have you done?
Maddie asked.
I'm the Brit who lives in the same year as you when this all happens, so when you two broke your emergency pendants the first time, I'm the one who got the distress call. I knew in advance that was going to happen, so I was able to make sure that my best men were in a position to come to your house and pick you up.
Brit the Elder arched an eyebrow.
Your best men?
Brit the Much Elder smiled.
Favorite men? Okay, most entertaining men. You should have heard their reaction when the kids got away from them.
Maddie said,
What? The federal agents? They work for you?
Yes, and thank you for taking them down a peg. It was priceless. Miller was apoplectic.
Philip said,
Miller? You sent Miller, Murphy, and Jimmy out to get them.
Britt the Much Elder said,
Yeah, and these two escaped, disappeared on them from the back seat of a moving car.
Philip said,
Yeah, okay, that is pretty funny.
Britt the Elder said, I look forward to it.
Brewster asked, Why didn't they just tell us they worked for you? You're the first person we thought to go to for help, whichever one of you it is we know. If we'd had any idea they were taking us to you, we never would have escaped.
That's why, Britt the Much Elder said. When this all happened, you didn't know they worked for me, and you escaped. So I had to make sure you didn't know and wanted to escape. It happened the way it happened, and it'll happen the same way next time that it did this time, because next time was last time.
Maddie stared, dull-eyed, at Britt the Much Elder, then turned to Britt the Elder.
Okay, that's what she did, whatever that all is. What about you? You knew this was happening. You say you've played your part. What was it?
Britt the Elder smiled.
I've done the most important bit of all.
And what is that?
I'll tell you in a moment, Maddie dear, after I've started it.
And that means...
Britt the Much Elder stood up.
That means I must be on my way. Britt the Elder's about to call Britt the Younger, and she hasn't met me yet. At least not that she remembers.
But you're her, Brewster said.
Yes, I was, but she's not me.
Not yet. Goodbye, Brewster, Maddie, Philip. Gilbert and Sid, good to see you again. You haven't had much to add to the conversation.
Sid said,
Frankly, this hasn't seemed like the sort of conversation to which adding more would be helpful.
Gilbert nodded.
Trained professional magicians, we are. Experts in the arts of misdirection and deception. And with all due respect, you two confused the hell out of us.
Britt the Much Elder said,
I take that as high praise.
Sid said,
It was meant as such. We stand in awe.
You're both sitting down.
Gilbert said,
Are we? Or is that just part of the misdirection and deception I mentioned?
Britt the Much Elder disappeared. Britt the Elder swiped her finger through a menu of options only she could see as they floated in the empty space in front of her.
Okay, everyone. I'm putting in a call to Britt the Younger. You should brace yourselves. She's been in a terrible mood.
Why?
Maddie asked. Philip gritted his teeth. Britt the Elder said,
There was a falling out between her and Philip that sent her into a bit of a tailspin. Then she immersed herself in a long-term project that isn't going well. She's trying to find the source of the program, what its purpose might be, and ultimately who wrote it.
How's she gonna do that?
Maddie asked. Britt the Elder said, unsuccessfully. She's going to spend nearly a decade trying before she fails. I know, because I was her, and that's what happened. I'll admit my memories of that time are a bit sketchy, but like I said, it was a dark time. I think I'm deliberately blocking parts of it. Gilbert and Sid shot Philip a look that Britt the Elder didn't catch, and the twins didn't understand. Philip said,
I'll fill Brewster and Maddie in later. If we have to bother Britt the Younger, I'd prefer to get it over with.
Britt the Elder repeatedly swiped her finger through and then jabbed at an empty space roughly 2 feet in front of her. She swiveled her chair to face the blank wall behind them, and everyone else looked up at the wall as well. After a few seconds, an image of Britt's face filled the wall. She had bags under her eyes, and her hair was unkempt. Instead of a dress or business suit, this Britt wore a loose sweatshirt. In the background behind her, stacks of books and piles of discarded ramen bowls littered the room. Britt the Elder said, Hello, Britt. Britt the Younger still said nothing, but she did take her eyes off Britt the Elder and scan the room, her expression changing from anger to shock.
Is that Brewster and Maddie? Kids, what are you doing there? And Gilbert and Sid?
Britt, what's going on? Philip half-heartedly raised his hand.
I'm here too.
Britt the Younger remained focused on Britt the Elder.
What's going on?
There's been a bit of a problem, I'm afraid. Two wizards named... She glanced at Philip. Philip said,
Magnus.
Magnus and...
Also Magnus. They're both named Magnus. You know that.
Two wizards have hit Gwen, Martin, and several other people with a version of the fast time spell. Maddie and Brewster have managed to get some help, as you can see. Now they've come to us, hoping we can come up with a counterspell to neutralize the Magnus's handiwork. Britt the Younger closed her eyes to concentrate.
We need to either get access to the computer these Magnuses are using to run the spell, or we need to figure out how their spell hooks into the victim's file entries, then find a way to block that, or to undo the effect. It's possible.
Britt the Elder said, I know it is.
But it'll be a lot of work.
I know it will.
A lot of work for me, Britt the Younger said.
I'm not asking you to do it, Britt the Elder said. I know you've got your hands full with your fruitless project. I wouldn't dare drag you away from all that pointless work. Britt the Younger glared at Britt the Elder, but for an instant her eyes darted to Philip, and the anger was mixed with amusement, like one would feel when an angry child tries to storm out of the room and attempts to push open a door that needs to be pulled. Britt the Elder continued. I don't expect you to drop everything. I'll do it.
When?
Later on.
Later on, when I'm you.
Yes, but honestly, Britt, you've got decades before you have to act on it. Just write about this conversation in your journal and forget about it. I'll read it later on, and it'll remind me to work on the spell.
Britt the Younger's eyes flashed with a renewed fury. You said you would stop reading my journals,
and I will, just not quite yet. Besides, they're my journals, too. Britt the Younger stared at Britt the Elder, her mouth twisting into tortured shapes as she either tried to find the right words to express how she felt, or she knew exactly the right words and was trying not to say them in front of the twins. She eventually let out a breath that seemed to release much of her anger, but also left her looking much smaller and more tired.
Why don't you just make the spell?
She asked. Britt the Elder said, It would be too late. Maddie and Brewster need the spell now, not in a few days.
But, Britt the Younger said, you're a time traveler. You can make it, then go back in time and give it to them now.
Britt the Elder said, Yes, I could do that, but what's the point? You have decades of free time before they need it, even after you give up an abject failure on your current project, which you will. To put off this favor for Maddie and Brewster until after they need it and use time travel to get it to them now would just make us look like we have poor time management skills.
Britt the Younger looked furious for a second. Then her image disappeared. Britt the Elder spun her chair around to face the others.
She'll do it.
Maddie asked, How can you be sure?
Brit the Elder said, because she's already done it. Years ago, in fact, the counterspell is complete.
You've had it this whole time?
Brit the Elder smiled.
Yes, the counterspell has been complete and ready to go since before you were born. I spliced it into the Lead Church shell program this morning. Philip, all you have to do is target the person you want to unfreeze with your staff and say, let's kick some ice.
Philip winced.
Ugh, that's a terrible joke.
Brit the Elder said, it's a quote from a movie, a terrible movie.
If you already have a cure for our parents, why did you make us go through all of this?
Brewster asked.
I didn't make you go through anything, Brit the Elder said.
If you hadn't gone through all of this, you never would have come to me and told me you needed the counterspell. I never would have known that it was needed, and I wouldn't be in a position to help you now when you need my help. I don't think you understand just what I've done here. You've come to me requesting a complex spell, the likes of which has never been written, and which took me weeks of effort to create. I'm delivering it to you with no delay, within 10 minutes of you telling me you need it. I've had it waiting and ready to go since before you ever needed it, and you're acting like that's a bad thing. What would you have had me do?
Maddie said, maybe show up as soon as our parents got frozen and fix them immediately?
Brit the Elder shook her head.
You want me to come fix the problem before you've even told me what the problem is? Oh, Maddie, you're just not being realistic.
Maddie and Brewster turned to the other adults in the room for help. Philip sat with his head in his hands. Gilbert's eyes were wide, and his hands covered his open mouth. Sid applauded quietly and muttered,
masterful. Absolutely masterful.
The guards on the patio ignored them as they walked out of Brit the Elder's house, across her patio, and down into the park beyond. They looked behind them and saw Brit the Elder standing between the still-open sliding glass doors, smiling and waving goodbye. Brewster waved back. Maddie waved as well, but said,
she gave us exactly what we asked for, faster than we could have hoped, but I feel like she jerked us around.
Philip said,
yep. That's the Brit the Elder experience in a nutshell. Solutions covered with a thick coating of problem.
Sid said,
like a thoughtful gift that comes wrapped in embossed paper, far too exquisite to tear, and carefully tied with ribbons too fine to cut.
Or, Gilbert said, a perfectly good thought, expressed in such flowery, overly fancy language as to make it either confusing or irritating to the listener.
Sid shook his head.
I haven't the foggiest notion to what you are referring.
No surprise there.
Maddie rubbed her hands together.
Okay, we have the cure for our parents. Let's get to it.
Brewster said,
but I don't know. Shouldn't we test it or something first? What if it makes things worse?
Philip said,
it's wise to be concerned, but if Brit the Elder says that a macro she wrote works, I'd bet on her being right. I mean, Brit the Much Elder would know if it was faulty, not that she'd tell us until after it malfunctioned. We could go and freeze the guys first if it makes you more comfortable.
Maddie and Brewster looked at each other. Their faces each ran through several different emotions, fear, anxiousness, excitement, embarrassment, without either of them saying a word. Brewster mumbled,
we want to help Mom and Dad as soon as we can, but we don't want to take any stupid risks.
Maddie turned to Philip.
Would it be terrible if I suggested that we test the spell on Dad, then unfreeze Mom second?
When he, Gilbert, and Sid had all finished laughing, Philip said,
it might, if I weren't absolutely certain that that's exactly what your father would tell us to do if he were here.